Hello, this is Christopher Willard. Today I'll be reading from my novel Sundry, published by Vehicule Press, Esplanade Books, 2009. In the spring of 1962, Jimmy Gilliam came to the door to let me know they'd started up a mail service. It snowed that day more than it had snowed all season, and I looked at his pot tracks from car to steps, and he told me he'd be doing the rounds 3 times a week. If I ever wanted to send something without going into town. I mailed a letter just to see if it worked, more than to say anything. Dusty shuffled to the counter where I was scraping. Sharon Lee was scribbling at the kitchen table with a crayon the same color as the carrots. "See my room?" We wondered who was banging up a storm. Dusty had brought home a bullet-riddled stop sign. I knew what he was doing. "It will make a cool room decoration." He was 16 then, 2 years younger than my eldest son. "What'll your brother say?" "My side of the room." "We bear the children, we raise them, we plant and mill and knead. Grain becomes bread, it rises, browns." I never asked much in return, some fair comfort perhaps. "Think the province will be missing it?" Dusty waited before answering, as though weighing a degree of honesty. "I suppose they'll get another one. This one's half ruined at least." My security came from knowing that those I loved surrounded this quiet place. If I looked beyond, it was to gather. "Where'd you take it from?" Again he paused. He jumped into the world yelling like he wanted everybody to know he'd arrived. Now, year by year, he'd grown gradually quieter. "Killer Junction. Don't you think that's just asking for night terrors?" Dode, on the other hand, presented himself to the world as accompaniment. He sang with a voice that made the meadowlarks blush. "I looked it over for blood, if that's what you mean." "That's no way for a Bible camp student to be speaking." "Well, it's pretty cool though, isn't it?" I once had a set of earrings, given by Avery to me on our 30th wedding anniversary. Both gave off goldish and silverish hues, not particularly shiny, but certainly not drab. They consisted of 2 little orbs, one ended the pin, the other hung below on a tiny chain. I imagined that these reactionary moons followed the wanderings of my head. Often after laying down to sleep, I would push my back into the mattress and tuck my thumbs between my fingers. Sometimes, once I began to drift, it felt as though my spine was being slowly pulled from a hole in the back of my neck. First, there was a stretching of the skin as the cervical vertebrae were tugged, and then pop, one vertebrae popped out. Pop, another pop, pop. Moon times, lunar lit times, these are matters that insist on a separate reasoning. I will offer that one should enjoy the gritty aspects. Bad haircuts, hangnails, scars, superficial scrapes, sunburns, scratchy throats, itchy ears, starchy shirts. Cherish the snit, the snide aside, the comeback. Cherish, most of all, the hole in the shoe, because only through it can the topsoil be felt. Perfection exists truly and only in imperfection. Those who think they can lasso excellence have another thing coming, and that's called dissatisfaction. The greatest beauty is found after denying reason. We cannot comprehend it or consider it, nor does it ask for consideration or comprehension. As soon as we reason, we recognize the situation from the ground up, and we lose an empire of delicacy. Only the dumb are obsessed with control.